makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans!
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliant Stadium. It's Thursday, August 7th, 2 days before the Texans face Denver. There will be a few players sidelined with injuries. Kubiak talked to us about who will have to sit out for that game. First, remember you can buy tickets to your Kenny Chesney when he comes to Reliant Stadium on Saturday, August 16th. Go to HoustonTexans.com for more information.
I-72! I-72!
The offensive line is going to be down 2 men. Guards Fred Weary and Scott Jackson won't be ready to go on Saturday. That means starter Mike Brazel will get more playing time. Here's what Kubiak had to say about the situation at guard.
I don't know if there's any magic. I think every day's a new challenge. And right now the challenge is body numbers at offensive line that are out there banging and practicing every day and playing. And right now we go into this game with 11. And, it's a little scary because we've got a lot more preseason to play. We want to go practice against New Orleans and have some good physical practice against them. But at the same time, we've got a football team to get ready to play for the season. So just a lot of juggling acts going on right now, and we just got to keep doing it.
Helping the team on the O-line will be the leader of the troops, assistant head coach Alex Gibbs. Gibbs will unveil his zone blocking scheme with the team. They'll be cut blocking for the first time. Kubiak talked about what the addition of Gibbs means to the Texans.
Well, first off, losing Mike was very difficult because he did such a great job for us and such a good friend, but I was happy for him. So that was a tough time. But, when you start to get calls and people know that you're going to have a change on your staff or something's going to happen, for one of those calls to be Alex was, very surprising and very gratifying.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Friday with the latest Texans news.
All you Texans,
it's always football time.